We have in letter number 1790 in volume 6. Here the Rebbe again is addressing, as we have learned before, they established the Reshet Ola Yosef Yitzchok. Those were educational institutions that were supported by the government. They were a part of the Mamlachti Dati, the religious schools, and they were funded basically by the Israeli government. And there was a lot of organization and trying to create a lot of these schools in areas and places which they were needed. And they were asking the Rebbe some detailed questions. And as the Rebbe will see, says that, you know, some of the very specific details, the Rebbe says it's difficult to answer exactly being far away. And the Rebbe is guiding them in most of their questions. So this is addressed to the administration of the Reshet Ola Yosef Yitzchok Lubavitch, that is in Eretz Yisrael. Shalom b'bracha. So the Rebbe says, you know, the Rebbe, it's mostly a working letter, sort of. So the Rebbe is quite frank with them what they should be doing. And the Rebbe says, okay, finally I received your letter. So the Rebbe starts off like here with finally, sort of saying is you should be forthcoming earlier. But finally I received your letter at dated the 12th day of Menachem Av, in which you write the summation of the situation as far as the schools of Ola Yitzchak in the Holy Land, Tibona V'Sikoina. And you ask my opinion with regards to the various different places in which you have registered children and you have hopes to organize schools there. I guess before you can organize the school, they needed to have the children sign up for that school, and then they come with those kids that want to come to the school. They come to the government and they get the approval to run their schools. So the Rebbe says, in addition to what I've already written in my previous letter, it's difficult from being from a distance to instruct you in very details and the details of the details, especially as it also appears from your letter that the condition can change, there can be many changes. So I am only coming with some general instruction. And as said before, this is in addition in which I have already said in my previous letter. Number one, the Rebbe says, don't make too much of a tumult, don't make too much noise about this whole matter. And the Rebbe says this is similar to what our sages of blessed memory said, that the second luchot that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down, they were brought down in a quiet way. Now, unlike the first luchot was the thundering and the lightning and the whole fanfare that took place described in the Chumash by Matan Torah, the second one by Yom Kippur, when they came down with the luchas, it was done quietly and they were sustained. We had them. The first one were broken and the second one were kept. So as I wrote in the beginning and from the top of this, it is a chaval. It's a shame that they overdid it in the publicizing. Because the Rebbe said, I have just recently received a copy of a article which was printed in the Holy Land that they're calling this the fifth stream, like a Zerem Chamishi, like the fifth wheel, meaning that Chabad is going now out of the usual. And what is the intent with bringing this out is to cause displeasure between within, to say that the Mamlachti Dati has Chabad, has others, trying to cause conflicts between the two organizations. The Rebbe says, well, we can't scream over the past, but the future, fix it, the matter. So basically the Rebbe is saying, don't overdo it and publicize it to get maybe other peoples to want to get involved in trying to stop it or trying to create other problems. Number two, base. Generally, you have to put an effort to organize this Ole Yosef Yitzchok, this Talmud Torah, this yeshivas, the schools, in those places in which you are guaranteed or you are certain that you are going to get the legal support. Because we don't have, you're very limited in your own funding. So basically go to the places in which you can basically be assured that you will be getting the funding. Number three, it's self-understood that those Ole Yosef Yitzchok that had already been the previous year, you have to keep them in all possibilities. And as I have written before, that it does not really make a difference between the old Ole Yosef Yitzchok and those that we are founding now in this summer. They're all, it should be treated equally. For sure, from here and on, they will all go into under one administration, the old ones and the new ones. Rebbe didn't want it to be two Ole Yosef Yitzchoks now, the old ones and the new ones. But Rebbe says, please notify me as soon as possible about this, because I'm in pain that you did not respond on this question till now. Again, the Rebbe was looking forward. Didn't want it to become a new reason for discontent or disagreement. So the Rebbe wanted them to work it out and to be running it as one unit. Number four, as far as the old debt of the Ole Yosef Yitzchok, and I guess maybe the new people involved, the new ones, they didn't want to undertake the new debt, maybe. I don't know. They said, but the old one. So he says, as far as the old debt of the Ole Yosef Yitzchok, as I've written, the gift of Mr. Moshe Sheyichia Meyerson were given on the condition, probably he gave a large amount of money, but they were given on the condition that they should at least a certain amount to pay off the debt from the Ole Yosef Yitzchok in the old debt to pay off, and also that you should bring them in the future in the new budget, that the old debt should be brought in, I guess, into the new budget, so that it should be one thing. So as far as the Rebbe, I guess, follows the same ideas before, don't separate them, pay off whatever the person said, to a certain extent pay them off, and the old one transfer it over into the new budget of the next year. Number five, the Rebbe said, I'm surprised that you don't mention anything about the support of those who are active in giving these tzarif. Tzarif is like almost like a bungalow. I'm not sure the exact, a small kind, and not a full structure, but it's called a tzarif. So a tzarif is translated here as a shed, a small structure. So the Rebbe says, you don't say anything about help to getting these sheds, because the Rebbe says it's unbelievable that when they are giving these sheds to party people, they should reject those from who are not party, were beyond the party. Chabad and Reshet Yosef Yitzchok were never considered party. They didn't take any party lines. So the Rebbe says, why am I not hearing anything about these sheds being given to help them out? Number six, the Rebbe says, I've written in the past not to invest monies into these sheds and building them and buildings. So the Rebbe says this was just a general instruction. But if you all together decide that a certain place is an exception to the rule, so the Rebbe says, I'm relying on your understanding. As long as you have the power to support the institution for as long as necessary. So the Rebbe says, I'm not giving you blanket absolute instructions. Those are general things, but specifically you got to deal with the situation at hand. Number seven, as far as your visit by Mr. Mordechai Sirkis. So you conclude that he listened to my letter with respect. That's what they write to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe says, I don't understand exactly what you mean. Do you think that it's fitting that I should write him specifically a letter? So then you hope that this would bring results in actuality, or the saying that that person is forced, whether because of the party line or because of those who already have schools, that he should not allow to open up another school. So the Rebbe wasn't sure whether what they meant, whether he is going to help, or they were saying that he is sort of going to be obstructing it because he's party lined, or because of the other people that have already a school, don't want another school there. Number eight, whether your question was to print a new, letterhead with a new heading. So the Rebbe says, fitting to the above, about not making too much noise. The Rebbe says it's not fitting now to come up with new things like this, as you also write in your letter that in the beginning, this is not something which is needed, that it's good to do. And the Rebbe says, I'm looking forward a specific letter, all of the above, to give good news in actuality with blessing for success in your holy work. So as much as the Rebbe says that he's not giving detailed instructions, but as you can see, they asked the Rebbe in every detail, and the Rebbe pretty much addressed all kinds of issues. First of all, the Rebbe says when sometimes it's more important not to make such a publicity, it's better when it's done. The Rebbe gives the example from the second Luchas. And the Rebbe says, go to those places in which you have certain legal support. That's where you open up. And the Rebbe says, don't distinguish between the old Yosef Yitzchak and the new ones. It should need to be all together. The debt should also be paid off from part of the contribution. I'm assuming that perhaps the Rebbe solicited that or whatever it is. But Rebbe's advising them not to make two separate. It should become state one, and the previous debt should be brought into the new budget. And the Rebbe says that the sheds that were given to everybody, you can't believe that they're not giving them to Chabad over there. And the Rebbe further says, and this is probably something we can learn from other places, that he is giving general instructions, and it doesn't mean that it is across the board. Certain situations, the Rebbe says, I rely on your decision over there. But which is important to know, that sometimes the Rebbe responds to the general, not in the very specific way. And the Rebbe also wants to know, he's not sure about what they meant in the discussion with this Mordechai Sirkis, that he listens with their Acheretz, but is he going to do it or not going to do it? Does Rebbe need to write him a letter? And Rebbe keeps in there, says, don't, no new letterhead, don't put in new, to keep it, minimize the, I guess, the impact. And I guess eventually they'll do that. And the Rebbe blesses them with Hatzlacha.